The second time around, sang the rock group Shalimar, is better than the first time. That may be true, but it's a dangerous assumption for immigrants seeking green cards through second marriages. I'll explain in just a moment. Hi, this is Carlos Batara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining us. Immigration officials do not view second marriages in the same light as Shalimar. In their perspective, second marriages are potential hotbeds for immigration fraud. There are two situations in particular in which remarried immigrants who are involved in a second green card case can expect a lot of scrutiny. In the first, the immigrant's spouse was granted a green card via her first marriage. In the second, the immigrant did not win a green card in the first marriage. Let's break these situations down. In the first situation, the immigrant spouse wins permanent residency. After divorce, she remarries and files a new petition for a new spouse who, like her, is an immigrant. Here, the primary government question is going to center on how long ago did the permanent resident spouse win their green card? There's a 5-year rule to be aware of. Under that rule, if an immigrant petitions for a second spouse within 5 years of winning permanent residence, the petitioner must prove both marriages were authentic. The first marriage, the one where she received a green card, and the current one. Here's the problem that sometimes occurs. After the new permanent resident divorces the first spouse, she returns home to emotionally recuperate. While there, she reconnects with an old boyfriend. A few months later, they decide to get married. The government is going to question the quick second filing as a possible indicator of a marital fraud scheme to bring in the new spouse, based on a devious plan hatched before the first marriage. Far-fetched? Not really. Several such cases of immigration fraud have been reported. In the second situation, the immigrant spouse did not become a permanent resident. She and her first spouse divorce. Then she remarries, and her new spouse decides to file an immigration petition for her. The biggest issue here is, why was the first petition denied? The government is going to inspect the reasons for that outcome. For instance, did the couple not show up to an interview? Did the petitioner withdraw his sponsorship? If so, was it in writing? What did he tell the government? Or maybe they failed to provide enough proof that the marriage was legitimate. Perhaps the couple was already quarreling. They decided to stop the immigration process, so they simply ignored the government's request for more evidence. Maybe the government took the lack of such evidence as a sign that the marriage was not legitimate, and their actions increased the government's suspicions that the couple was involved with a sham marriage. There are other types of second marriage situations which can lead to similar problems, but these two are the most common. Here's the key if such allegations arise in your case. To overcome the government's fears, you must absolutely develop a strong history of your first marriage, from first meeting to courtship to divorce. Do not assume winning a green card through remarriage will be easier than via your first marriage. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep your chin up no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.